This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, President's Day 2023 on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoIP, and they've got the neatest app where your VoIP phone can take text messages too. Their prices are phenomenally low, but if you pay for a year in advance, you save even more money. Say Raleigh sent you, and shipping's free. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com, and you'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I'm back. All right, so thanks to all of you who called, and I'm sorry that I couldn't answer any of you because I don't have that contraption known as a cell phone, and I wasn't here, but I did get phone messages, and I got email as well, and I didn't get around to answering much of that either, but it was wonderful to receive, and I will try to mend my wanton ways, but you see, what happened was, and all good stories start out that way, don't they? It was Thursday, the 2nd of February, and I was taking a shower, and John called, and I said, yeah, I'm in the shower. He said, well, can you come out in the back? I need a little help. And I said, can I dry off first? Oh, sure, take your time, and which is so John, right? So I do, and about 10 minutes later, I am dry and dressed, and I open the back door, and John is lying in the backyard, and he said, well, I'm having a little trouble. I can't seem to get up. Yeah, the old help, I've fallen, I can't get up. And so we tried to negotiate this for a while before I realized that this was bigger than both of us, especially when darkness began to fall and made the jump to saying, well, we don't like to do it out in the boonies, but we got to call 911. And they came right away. And yeah, boy, did they. And I will say that, much to my surprise, the local hospital really snapped to it, did an immediate CT scan, and determined that John had a hemorrhagic bleed. He had a stroke. And only about 15% of strokes are hemorrhages. Most are ischemic. But so this was interesting because, of course, this was nothing that could be treated locally. And so then came the decision about, where are you going to be life flighted? And I said, Mayo, that's it. Mayo in Phoenix, nowhere else. And as it turned out, John got in there, but not without about 12 hours of waiting before they could free up an ICU bed. And come to find out that the reason he got in there was that the head of neurology was intrigued that he lived. And yeah, that's, in fact, one of the doctors said, you're very lucky. And he is very lucky. And not only, of course, did he live, because he had to, because he knows that, you know, I'd come into the grave and snatch him back if he left before I did. But apart from that, is that this is the kind of stroke that normally would be just catastrophic damage. I mean, life altering. And while it's going to take a good round of physical rehab, he absolutely is going to be fine. In fact, mentally, he's much better than I am, because he called me before the show and reminded me about how to answer the phones. Well, of course, I can't screen them, but you know, as far as facilitating them. And I heard his voice in the back of my mind saying, turn on the stream. And so I just looked, and sure enough, he's calling in. So you'll see for yourself that John is perfectly fine. Well, certainly from the neck up. John, thanks for calling.
Yeah, this is a guy sometime called Mr. James.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You're our official screener. And that was funny, too, because, of course, during the first days, they were trying to figure out about John's cognition, and they had him read sentences aloud. And the one that he particularly liked is, "Last night, I talked on the radio." And, of course, John added, "No, I just answer the phones." So I assume they're no longer having you say anything. They've kind of figured out that you're all there.
Yeah, the mumbles are normal.
Yeah, right. Oh, that was interesting, too, because John's a lazy talker, always has been. And so some people at first thought that he was compromised from the stroke, and I had to go around and say, no, this is the way he sounds. This is what you get. And so they are normal. And so they've made some improvements to your bed. Are you more comfortable?
I am, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And a week from Wednesday, they will release you from inpatient, and then our journey begins, as we were talking off.
To somewhere.
Right, to somewhere, because permanent housing will take about 30 days or so, and we'll find a place. But the hardest thing when you're finding temporary housing is getting enough broadband to do this show. And it's so funny because the first thing they'll, of course, say is, "Oh, we have Wi-Fi." Yeah, that doesn't cut it. We don't need your Wi-Fi. So the search is on for me to find that in the next, next week, and less than that, hopefully, because I've got to rebuild a whole studio. And normally you do that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I'll be on my own. And, of course, the proof will be in the pudding because we'll be on this week unscreened without you, unfortunately. Next week I'll facilitate the move wherever it is. And then if I'm not back the week after, people will find out exactly how lame I am.
Yeah. So I have a request.
You have a request?
Marvel Comics trivia.
Oh, God. Marvel Comics trivia, huh? You, of course, I could say, well, you can't win, but of course, nobody can win tonight because, we're not going to take addresses on the air, so we're doing it for fun. But Marvel Comics trivia. And of course, you know, when people ask questions like that, it's obvious that I have to look them up because I can't do this, off the top of my head. So,
I won anyway, 23 years ago.
All right. So, what was the first movie made in the MCU?
Iron Man.
Yes, absolutely. What is the MCU, by the way?
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, you're a winner.
I'll collect my comics when I get home.
Sounds good to me. All right. Well, I'm glad that you you called, and God knows as the evening progresses, I may be calling you back, depending on who else calls.
Oh, I'm here.
All right. All right. Well, take care of yourself, and I will see you soon and talk to you sooner.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks. So, let's see. Now, we do have trivia. Like I say, I've done it as a regular trivia show, but, you know, it'll just be for the fun of it. The first thing is we have Bumper Stumpers tonight and our usual group of 11, and all of them have a theme. And it will be up to you to figure out the theme. But, of course, you don't need to know the theme. If you know who the artist is, that's good enough for me. And we'll start one in a few minutes. But we actually have some unscreened callers. And Adam, by the way, is in master control. And he's perched patiently. So if you think this is the greatest opportunity to use every four-letter word you've ever known, his trigger finger is faster than your mouth. So, of course, we got a delay that puts all the cards on his side of the aisle. 888-876-5593. If I'm talking to somebody, I'm not going to answer the phone. It'll just ring. So just let it ring. But unlike the old Art Bell show when he would say, just let it ring and it could ring for an hour, a lot of phone services now, VOIP and the like, won't let you ring for an hour. So if you disconnected before we actually get to you, you'll have to call back, and I hope you will. All right, so it is the Raleigh James Show, and who are you and where are you?
This is Tom in Covington, Louisiana.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm getting over some kind of crud. I had lost my voice for a couple of weeks.
Oh, no. No, that's terrible. Well, I'm glad you sound good.
Yeah, I think my voice is pretty much back.
Yeah. Yeah. So you always want music trivia, I think. What year floats your boat?
Nah, I'll try music from 58 and see what happens.
Ah, 58. All right. So let's see what we've got here. And one that you can answer, because I know you love those pop standards. So we'll try to do something that will be recognizable to you. And, of course, tonight you're just doing it for the fun of it. But you never... I love this guy. He's not so much pop standard, but he did one of the biggest Christmas songs ever, and that's not what we're playing. So you can tell me, who is he?
Jacqueline, I'm so in love with you, my Jacqueline. My heart belongs to you, my Jacqueline. Oh, won't you say you love me too?
So who is it?
Well, I'm going to take a wild guess and say Don Cherry.
No. I thought you'd pick it up from the voice. It's Bobby Helms, the guy who did My Special Angel and, of course, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, didn't recognize it.
Wow. Well, that's all right. Nonetheless, it gave me a chance to play it, and I always thought it was a great record. I got to number 63 in 1958 and was in a movie, The Case Against Brooklyn, starring Darren McGavin. And the Anita Kerr singers were the backup vocals on that. So, all right.
Well, my memory's getting to be like Swiss cheese.
Oh, you and me both. You know, it's so funny because I was sitting with John when they do some of the memory questions. And what they do is they say, I'm going to say three words, and in another 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you to repeat them. And so they said the three words, and 5 minutes later, they said, okay, now what were the three words? Tom, I didn't remember one of them. John remembered one of them. I remembered none of them. So I know just how you feel. So,
nurse practitioner did that to me. I remembered the first two and forgot the third.
Well, you're better than me. I forgot them all. So,
well, I don't know. Lately, I'm forgetting a lot of stuff. My short-term memory is,
oh yeah,
like I say, like Swiss cheese.
Oh no, you're not alone. You know what I really hate is you're taking a shower and you don't remember if you washed your feet. You know, it's like, wait a minute, this was 3 minutes ago. I can't remember if I've done that. Yeah, so...
That kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you're in good company, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Okay, did I just hear you say that John had a stroke?
Yes, he did. He had a hemorrhagic stroke in the thalamus.
Well, tell him to get well fast and take it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we've spent the last decade doing so much rehab that his body finally said, I'm done for a while, and he deserves to rest up and do all the PT and get back to normal. All right.
Yeah, I just had a cousin who just had her 70th birthday about 2 weeks ago. She stroked out.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And she, I think, like, her sister told me that she'd learned how to eat with her left hand, but she can't do any talking or anything.
Oh, see, that's so sad, and that's the case with most strokes. But as you could hear listening to John, he really was lucky, and he got off easy. And it'll be a hard year of therapy, but he'll be exactly back to where he was.
Okay, well, just wish him well. And
you betcha. Well, he may be listening online, so you might have just done that.
Yeah, and he'll have to behave himself.
Well, yes, absolutely. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, and I felt so guilty because just the night before it, I was saying to him, you know, we really got to empty out that trailer on the AM facility. I really want that gone, and I want to go through the records, and maybe I'll go through the records this weekend. Well, it didn't occur to me that he would lift 9 boxes of albums the next day and put them in the SUV for me to go through. And by the way, they're still sitting there, and I'll get them out, not as 9 boxes because I can't lift that, but individually. individually anyway in clumps and get those out. But I really do feel guilty because he's just unbelievably good and was willing to do anything. And had I known that, of course, I would have said, no, don't you even think about that. But so although you never know. You just never know, and like I say, overall, it was a wake up call. It will certainly get us to pay a little more attention to our bodies and what we're putting in them. By the way, hospital food. All right, and let me tell you about Mayo. By the way, and that was where John was first at ICU. Mayo is kind of like being at a 4-star restaurant. It is unbelievable. I wanted to eat the food. It was that good. And now he's in a terrific rehab facility, but terrific in every way except the food. So I guarantee you he'll be eating better soon. So 888-876-5593. I got a couple people on hold, and I'm going to get to them both. And I haven't mentioned a trivia question yet, and I haven't even played a bumper. What is wrong with me? Only 5% of Americans over 60 have one, but almost 50% of Americans under 40 have one. One what? Yeah, so 5% of Americans over 60 have one, but 50% of Americans under 40 have one. One what? 888-876-5593 right here on WGN Radio.
I wake up crying after tossing and turning.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? 1961 on Wand. Burt Bacharach wrote it. Yeah, who's no longer with us, sadly. Although, man, long good life as far as that goes. Interesting life. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. And right now, as I put someone else on hold, every line of place is lit. So you'll have to wait for somebody to hang up. And sorry that it's on screen, but that's the way it'll be this week. I came back to try to figure out how to move the other studio and a place to move it to, finding temporary housing that has great broadband. The two normally don't compute. You know, you'll have things like, oh, we have Wi-Fi. No. All right, we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large, then we'll get to all your calls and trivia. I've got a question, I've got more bumper stumpers, and hopefully I've got you on WGN Radio.
When you're ugly like me, you just naturally got to be cool. Just right, keep your package wrapped tight and don't break no rules. You're the way, you know, you're never silly. Have the right thing to say and smile when you tell it. When you're ugly like me, you just nicely got to be cool. When you look this bad, you got to give a lady all you can. She'd be a fool to want a pretty man. Talk it up big so she can almost taste it. This could be your only chance, so you better not waste it. When you're ugly like me, you just naturally got to be cool.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? And what does he have in common with the first song we played? All right, that was 1977 on RCA, and later Billy Sherrill cut it on a duo of George Jones and Johnny Paycheck. But this is the original from 77. Well, if you were living in Durham at the time where I was music director at WDNC, you heard it. So, yeah, because I think I was the only person in America to add that record, but I liked it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, so who are you and where are you? All right, well, somebody didn't wait, and I don't blame them a bit, so we'll try again. Yeah, check in, tell me who you are and where you are.
It's Barry from New Hampshire.
All right, Barry, how's it going?
How are you doing? It's good to hear you back, and I'm glad to hear John.
Yes, I agree. So,
and couldn't be a worse time during the Super Bowl to find place for hotels.
You have no idea. I couldn't believe it. You know, and what was so ironic to that was the week before I was saying, who in their right mind would pay this much for a hotel room? You know, and there I was paying it four nights at, you know, like $600 a night. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Well, praise your way, going your way.
Well, thank you. I think he will be back to absolute normal, but like I say, it's going to be a year of intense therapy.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So, you probably want Beatles trivia.
I could, or I could do charts from February 1967.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do charts. That's more fun. Now, I dragged over the chart books, and oh, here they are, right behind me. All right, so February of 67, and hang on a minute. Don't go away. We'll be right back to that, but I want to put somebody else on hold. So it is the Raleigh James Show. Hang on for me. Appreciate it. All right. So that way, I guess I didn't answer it. Well, I did now. Hang on. It's the Raleigh James Show. Don't go away. All right. Unless you have to. And they hung up. All right. But Barry didn't hang up. So we have, unless I hung up on him, it's hard to say. We have our charts. And so 1967?
Yes.
And what was the week and month?
Well, February.
All right. February of 67. Here we go. We'll do the week ending February 25th. Number one, you'll get it instantly. Kind of a drag.
Buckinghams.
Yeah. Number two, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone.
Supremes.
Yes.
Brian Rosenthal.
Yes, it was the Supremes. Number three, Ruby Tuesday.
Rolling Stones.
Absolutely. Number four, I'm a Believer.
Monkees.
Yeah, afraid so. Number five, Georgie Girl.
The Seekers, the New Seekers.
Yeah, no, the Seekers. They were just the Seekers. You're absolutely right. Number six, The Beat Goes On.
Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, number seven, Gimme Some Lovin'.
Spencer Davis.
Yes, number nine, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye.
Oh, I know the song.
You should be able to do this. John D. Loudermilk wrote it. They were on the Fraternity label out of Cincinnati. The lead singer was Gene Hughes. Yeah, Kiss Me Each Morning for a Million Years. Hold me. Yeah, well. So, you give up?
No.
The Casinos.
Oh, okay. No.
Number nine, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet.
We ain't got nothing yet.
Yeah. You need to hear it?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, let's see what we can do to let you hear it. I can probably arrange for that. Let's see. All right. Here we are. And alphabetically here, I should be able to get this on the air. I always say I have everything that charted. Well, it turns out I do in this case. All right. So you'll tell me who they are.
Up all day you're up, and the next day you're down. You can't face the world, put your head to the ground. The grass is always greener on the other side, they say. So don't worry, boys, life will be sweet someday. Oh, 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 oh.
they sound familiar now?
They do sound familiar. I have have it on a CD. The Vogues, maybe? No.
No, no. You can do this. The Blues Magoos.
Oh, okay.
On Mercury. Oh. And number 10, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. This is the 1967 version, obviously, on Imperial.
Is it Johnny Rivers?
Absolutely right. Well, you are a winner. Of course, you don't get anything for it other than the satisfaction of knowing it.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. Good deal.
Thank you.
So good to hear from Barry checking in. All right. So now I'm trying to do this in order, and because I don't want people to hang on longer than they have to. But I think you're next. Who are you and where are you?
Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Hey, Raleigh, this is Sam from Gurnee. I just wanted to call and say my family and I have been praying for John.
Thank you.
So grateful to hear him on the air tonight.
Yeah.
And just want to say hats off to him.
Yeah.
And I know Mariah Carey's song, did you ever know My Hero is not a doo-wop song, but if it was, I'd request it for John.
All right. That's so kind of you. And thank you for the prayers. They mean a lot, and I know they help.
Yeah, and I just wanted to take a stab at the trivia.
Oh, good. So let's get back to that. Only 5% of Americans over 60 have one, but almost 50% of Americans under 40 have one. One what?
A laptop?
Nope. But it's a nice guess. I like it.
All right.
Call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So good to hear from Sam. All right. So let's see what we're doing here. I believe there we go. And we'll put somebody else on hold. And sooner or later, I'll learn how to use the phones. We'll say, welcome to WGN Radio. It's the Raleigh James Show. Who are you?
Jeff from Bradley.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Best wishes for a speedy recovery to John.
Thanks.
And oh, thank you for your packages. I got them about a month ago, and I'm just now thanking you.
Oh, that's fine. I'm glad. It took us a year to get them to you, so it's fine to get a month.
How much did it cost you to mail it?
Well, they were different. I mean, some of them were, you know, I guess, I don't know. The most expensive, I think, was $40.
Mine must have been $40 then, because I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was you know, certainly four-figure postage bill, you know, and what can I tell you? I always say that the postage is more than the prizes, and I think that's probably very true.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciated it.
My pleasure.
Okay, Bumper Stumper, I'm going to guess Chuck Jackson on the last one.
Absolutely right. I wake up crying, so
yep.
Have you picked up the theme yet?
No, not a clue.
Okay, well, that's good. And, of course, Chuck just...
Of course, I've never had a clue my entire life.
Oh, you're not alone. of course, both Burt Bacharach, who wrote it, and, of course, Chuck, who sang it, died recently, and that's
I know. I'm sad about Bacharach. I loved everything he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a very interesting guy. But, you know, made it to the mid-90s, and you can't call that a short life.
Are you going to do a tribute to him sometime soon?
I very well may. You know, I have a connection to him, strangely enough. What it was, my adopted mom, the woman who raised me, was a very close friend of his dad, Bacharach Sr. They worked together in the Empire State Building.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's not like I know them or anything like that. You know, Junior, I knew Senior, but Junior didn't really know him, but certainly watched his career all along, and he did wonderfully well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. One of my all-time favorite songs in the universe was Bacharach's first song that he ever wrote, The Bell That Couldn't Jingle.
Oh, yes, yes, and that's still played on the Christmas lists.
Oh, I love every version of that. There's not a bad version of it.
Yeah. All right, well, good deal. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Miss Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And what am I doing here? I think we've got another Bumper Stumper coming up in moments and more of your calls. So, yeah, lost a couple, but we've got four hanging in there, and I'll be back to it in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Pure South Central Soul. Yes, on the Fat Fish label. Yeah, Los Angeles' finest. Actually, Fat Fish only had about 16 releases, and half of them were Leon Haywood. But you gotta love Leon Haywood, Soul Cargo, and he's got to be mellow and all that. But who is this guy? That's what I want to know. That's our bumper stumper. And what does he have in common with everybody else we've been playing? 888-876-5593. 88-88. Raleigh. Don Julian wrote The Girl. Yeah. So, and this guy palled around with him, and I don't know too much about him, and there's scant little information on him. But if you were a fan of East L.A., you have Huggy Boy and all that, and Art LeBeau, well, you should know that. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And who are you and where are you? That's you. All right, I think we have lost line one, so I appreciate you trying, and we'll say welcome to the Raleigh James Show to line two. Are you there? No, we've lost them too. All right, well, I don't blame you, really, but it is unscreened and will be all week. So, WGN Radio, it's the Raleigh James Show. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. It's Eduardo.
It is Eduardo. Recognize your voice. How are you, Eduardo?
Yes.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's back on the air. Yes.
Yes.
Good to hear you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad you were able to overcome that, you know, with bad timing with the big game in Glendale, I guess. How far are you from there?
Well, it's not that. It's how far was I when I was with John at Mayo, and the problem is that Glendale is...
Yeah, Phoenix is kind of like headquarters whenever they got that over there.
Right. Glendale is the west side of Phoenix, but and the hotel rooms there, some of those were like $1,500 a night, but even where in Scottsdale, it was over $600 a night for the four nights. Yeah, and not only that, but they had a golf tournament at the same time, and that was really kind of funny because... They called the golf tournament the WM, and I don't blame them for doing it because it was sponsored by Waste Management, and that just doesn't really sound like a good name for a golf tournament, but it was the Waste Management Golf Tournament, and then there was a car show and auction, so it was a busy time.
No, we just had the auto show finish up today.
Yes.
They were here 10 days. Yeah.
Chicago,
I went there yesterday.
The Chicago auto show is always a wonderful time.
It is, yes.
Yeah, yeah. God, I remember it from, it's the largest in the country. Remember it from many years ago at the Merchandise Mart.
Yeah.
So.
It was a big weekend. I had the day off today, and Friday I went to Union Station. They had like a closed event for... like a fundraiser for AIDS, but they had like these booths set up for chocolate, different types of chocolate and all that.
Ooh, nice, nice.
Wow, I couldn't believe it. I go, like, the next day, I don't want to hear anything about a bakery or because I was stuffed full.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It was unbelievable.
But a week later, you're ready to eat again.
Oh, yeah, because you should see me at night. I mean, it's like. Cookie monster at night.
Yeah.
Snacking away, but during the day, nothing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that's great. Yeah, the Chicago Auto Show is not only the nation's biggest, it's the nation's oldest because they've been doing this since 1901.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, good old McCormick, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the 60s and the late 50s were really the years of the really good-looking cars, although some of the concept cars they had in Chicago in the 40s were they never brought them to, you know, street use, but were just beautiful.
My favorite is the Stingray because they have a TV show in the 80s that I love very much.
In the 80s?
It was on NBC. It was called Stingray.
Okay.
And the guy was kind of like a private detective, and he drove around in a black Stingray, 1967-8 Stingray, black Stingray.
Well, it probably was a 67 because 68 was the body style change.
Okay.
So 63 to 67 sported pretty much the same body style. And I had a 66, and so remember them well. But you know, I never saw the television show.
Yeah, it was a couple seasons in the 80s. But hey, I want to before I get to the trivia, I want to second that on that previous caller said about Burt Bacharach.
Yeah,
if you do a tribute.
Yeah,
I want to definitely second that. Yeah, hopefully you'll get around to that later.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Yeah, so here's my two guesses before I get to strike three.
Okay.
So my first guess is going to be Sailboat.
No.
Okay, and my second one's going to be Bicycle.
No.
Okay, that's it for me.
Well, good deal. Right, I'm so glad you
called.
Later
in the week, but it's great to hear you back on the air.
Okay, great. Well, I'll be here all week. No waiting. Okay. It'll be unscreened, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Okay, have a good night.
Yeah, and so at least I plan to be anyway. And again, apologies to everybody who has been calling, and particularly those who thought it was live trivia every night, because I'd see on my phone messages that people were calling to guess. So I should mention that right now it is President's Day, Monday, February 20th, and it is just shy of 11 o'clock in Chicagoland. And therefore, if you are listening at that point in time, this is a live show. And will remain a live show, and your calls will be taken. We've got another 2 hours. It's an odd Monday night trivia because you can have fun and, of course, have the joy of winning, but you will have absolutely no prizes because, of course, we'd have to get your address on the air, and that just didn't sound like a good idea for me. So I got about a minute left this hour, and we'll talk to you. Welcome to WGN Radio. It's the Raleigh James Show. Who are you? Where are you?
Hey, good evening, Miss Farley. This is Adele from Springfield. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, Adele.
I was going to say how you've been, but good health to John.
Thank you.
We missed you guys a couple of weeks.
Yes.
I'm glad you're back.
This week only. Next week I'll be gone again because I've got to figure out how to move a studio to Phoenix, and I got to find the broadband between now and then.
You'll do it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your optimism.
Yeah. I would do trivia, but I just wanted to call and wish you good luck and Godspeed for
thank you so
John,
much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that and hope to talk to you soon.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, so another 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia, whatever is left of it, and we do have a question, which I will review, and we have more bumper stumpers coming up, and they have a theme. So I want you to go for it and give us a call at 888-876-5593. It's on screen, so when I see there's a line ringing, if I'm not on the phone with somebody else, I will put it on hold, and if you care to wait, I would love that. And if you don't, I'll understand. Either way, another 2 hours coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Bum-tooty-wada, bum-tooty-wada, bum-tooty-wada. Baby, I remember when you told me, keep a knocking, but you can't come in. You bug me, baby, I'm gonna have my fun. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye-bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye-baby, bye-bye.
Well, that'll be the day, baby, wait and see. Follow up the road, you're gonna send for me. Ooh, Mr. Lee, well, you had your fun. Now your short, fat fan is gone. Bye-bye-bye. You.
Woo!
Goody, goody, you old hound dog, you. You got a fever and I'm through with you. You broke my humpty dumpty heart. Now it's time for us to part. Bye, bye, bye.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And what does she have in common with everybody else we played? And we started out by playing a Chuck Jackson record. Yeah, and it was gotten immediately, and that's no surprise. There are a lot of old bits about Chuck, and he did have a fascinating life. But when I was reading the old bit on Soul Tracks, they talked about some of the songs that were written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, which is true, by the way, of course. But they claimed that that's something you got. Which was a wonderful duo that Maxine Brown and Chuck Jackson did, said another fine Lieber-Stoller tune. Well, this is going to be a big shock because Lieber and Stoller didn't write Something You Got. They did say that Alvin Robinson recorded it, which of course he did, but Chris Kenner was the writer, and of course Chris Kenner, a big New Orleans act. So just correcting history there. Chuck went to Wand, and he'd been singing quite a bit before that. In fact, he was briefly with the Dell Vikings, not on any of the hit records, but certainly touring with them. And you know, we had did a whole expose on that Dell Vikings and the two different groups and how that came together in Pittsburgh. In one interview, Chuck talked about how he ran away to Pittsburgh. He wasn't from there originally. He was South Carolinian. And we went back and finished college there, as far as that goes. But he was on the road with Jackie Wilson when and doing, you know, all of the great theaters, whether it was the Uptown in Philadelphia or the Regal, you know, on and on. But one of them, of course, the Apollo in New York, and that's where Luther Dixon and Florence Greenberg saw him as part of the Jackie Wilson review. And it was interesting because they weren't the only labels owners that that saw Chuck Jackson and had an interest. Major labels, including, you know, Columbia and such. But ultimately, Chuck chose to go with Wand because of the family atmosphere. And yeah, I never really thought about Florence Greenberg as maybe the Manson family. No, okay, who said that? But he certainly was the first act on Wand, which was a subsidiary of Scepter, and did very well there. In fact, usually you think about Scepter and Wand primarily being singles labels, like many of the independent labels of the 50s and the 60s. In fact, like all of the independent labels of the 50s and the 60s. But Chuck Jackson, I think, had 25 albums on Wand. So yeah, a number of things. I haven't counted them myself, and of course that was from the same obit that told me that Lee Bernstoler wrote Something You Got. So hey, I give up. All right, it is a live Monday night trivia on President's Day, 2023, and apologies for all the replays. Couldn't be helped. And there will be replays again next week. And hopefully after that, we will have a studio forged together in the Phoenix area where John can get his needed rehab. But as you heard, if you were listening in the first hour, he's sounding fine. And he will be back to 100%. Time will maybe pass slowly for him. Yeah, I can understand that. But quickly for the rest of us, in no time at all. Now, we have a trivia question tonight. Only 5% of Americans over 60 have one. But almost 50% of Americans under 40 have one. One what? All right. And we have bumper stumpers. They're all part of a theme. We know that Chuck Jackson was the first one. And it has nothing to do with dead artists, even though Burt Bacharach, of course, wrote I Wake Up Crying. There's another theme involved. And we actually haven't had anybody get any of the other bumper stumpers. I've got a favorite coming up. I think you'll like it. And, of course, if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. We can play trivia all you want, but you can't win. Because, of course, I'd have to take your address on the air, and something about that just doesn't seem right. So let's see who's been hanging on to talk to me. Welcome to WGN Radio, to the Raleigh James Show. Who are you? Where are you? Well, you're gone, is who you are. You have left me. I knew it would come to this, so let's see. Are you there? To quote Dionne Warwick on the Raleigh James Show. Are you still with us? No.
I'm so excited.
Hey, it's Johnny D.
I just can't hide it. Raleigh's back on radio, and I think I like it.
Ah, oh, isn't that sweet? How are you, Johnny D?
This ain't Johnny D. This is Mark from Aurora.
Yeah, right.
No, this is Johnny D.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm all right. I'm good, Raleigh. Well, I was good to hear John. He sounds good.
Yeah.
And his, you know, he answered your question with it. Marvel,
yeah.
Comics Universe,
yeah, it? Yeah, absolutely.
Marvel Comics,
you know, it's a foreign language to me, but it claimed it was a very hard question, so I thought, well, I'll go with that, and he answered it off the top of his head. So what can I tell you?
Yeah, no, so that's telling me that. What did you call that thing? A hemorrhagical what?
A hemorrhagic stroke. Strokes are strokes. Obviously, are when blood is interrupted to the brain, and there's two ways that happen. One is ischemic, and that's when there's a blood clot, and that's about 85% of all strokes. And the other is hemorrhagic, and that's when a blood vessel bursts in the brain, and that's 15% of the strokes. And now, with hemorrhagic, it can be in different places, but what's known as an ICH, an intracranial hemorrhagic, is very dangerous because it's deep in the brain, and especially when it's in the thalamus where John's was, you usually don't make it. And if you do make it, you probably would have wished you didn't, but John will be 100%.
Where's the thalamus? Where's that?
The thalamus is in your brain. It's,
yeah, I know, but I mean, it's deep in the brain.
Yeah, it's deep in the brain. It's right above the ventricles. You can look this up online and see pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I will.
All right.
But he sounded good. He sounded pretty strong, you know.
Yeah.
Going through that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe I don't have to be as intimidated by him as I used to be.
That's right.
I used to call, he'd say, I'd say, yeah, hi, John, this is Johnny D. He goes, yeah, what do you want?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to Raleigh about a song, and he'd say, yeah, what song? It was like, you know, he's like, well, what do you want, you know?
Well, that's just John, you know. It's just, like I say, at first they thought that he had a speech problem. I'm like, no, that's just the way he speaks.
No, he sounded good. He sounded good. You sound good. I don't know how you're handling this without a screener, I'll tell you.
Well, believe me, this is the pleasant part of my day, these 3 hours. I don't know how I'm going to pull off finding temporary housing with good broadband. I have made, hundreds of calls. And so, but I'll do it one way or another. And then, of course, you know, put the studio together like 9 years ago. I don't know that I'll remember how to put it together again. Maybe I'll take pictures before I tear
it
apart.
You'll figure it out, Raleigh. You're
one way or another.
One way or the other, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to call you Angel of Mercy or Florence Nightingale.
No.
Now, when you do a life flight, is that a helicopter?
Yes,
something?
Yes, it is a helicopter.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they wouldn't let me in it.
Oh.
No, it's just the patient and the two EMTs. Just the two EMTs and the patient and the pilot and nobody else.
Well, I don't know how that works, but, I'm glad they had it there for you.
And it was interesting, too, because when he landed in Phoenix, he had called. He said, hey, I got a nice aerial view of our tower. So...
So. Good thing there was no raptors up there. Was there any raptors?
No, that's at the AM site. No, he wouldn't have seen that. They did come back a few times. I don't know the status right now, but we've had a couple of good friends try to fortify the area to make it unraptor inhabitable, but we'll see how well we did soon.
Well, you better watch. The law's going to watch you. They don't want you messing with
them. Oh, yeah. Well, no. I mean, if they actually make the nest, we're toast. Yeah.
All right, I don't have a clue. What were you saying? That 50% over 60?
No, 5% of Americans over 60 have one, 5%. But 50% of Americans under 40 have one.
5% over 60 and 50% under 40 have
yes.
one. 5% over 60. Wow. Well, it's got to be some kind of, I'm just going to guess at this. Then I want to do a harm at it if you're ready for it. But what could that be? It's going to be a technology of some sort, isn't it?
No, I don't think I'd go there.
Oh, well then, I don't know. I just wanted to see the question again. Go to the harm at it because I ain't got a clue on that other one.
Let's talk about Oldowan tools. Are they A, sophisticated variations of earlier stone axes, B, artwork supplies, C, teeth of large animals, or D, rocks modified to produce sharp flakes?
Okay, Oldowan?
Yeah.
Tools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are the, I would say those are the earliest. Stone tools that were made by hominids, and they just took a rock, right, and they cracked a little piece of it off,
mm-hmm.
and they made like a sharp edge. And,
okay, so
and
then,
that's how they started. So that's D.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll wait for my prize.
Yeah, well, you'll be waiting a while. All right, thanks, Johnny D. Appreciate it.
All right, Raleigh. Good to hear you back.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'm so excited. I can't hide it.
Well, I'm thrilled.
I'm control.
Thrilled that you called. Now, let me ask you. You're in Youngstown, which isn't all that far from all the hoopla and excitement of the derailment or spill.
Yeah.
Any insight into that?
I keep thinking East Liverpool, but it's it's not East Liverpool. It's what the heck is it? It's been in the news so much. East Palestine. East
right.
Palestine.
Yeah.
Well, no, Raleigh. Yeah. That's terrible what they did to those people, man. That's terrible. Yeah. Actually, right now I'm about being in Cuyahoga Falls right now. I'm probably about 100 miles away from there.
Good.
But, yeah, I'm about 100 miles. Well, but if I was in Youngstown still,
You wouldn't.
I'd been only about 40 miles or so.
Exactly. That's why I had thought about you. Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible what's happening to those people, man. Yeah. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Biden, they ain't going to give no federal. I don't know. Doesn't seem, and wow.
Yeah. All right.
I listened to Billy Cunningham last night. He's got a Sunday night show.
Sure.
And he was on it pretty much all night. You know, he had, because he's a, you know, he pays attention to things in Ohio, you know.
So. Well, of course he does. He's right there in Cincinnati.
Yeah, right. And
and of course
good. He broke it all down.
Of course, some idiot National Guards guy arrested a News Nation reporter. That was pretty awful. So
yeah, I never did find out what that was about.
Well, it was bad news all the way around. The guy was just doing a stand-up report, and next thing you know, he's basically being tackled and arrested. And even the governor spoke up and said, "Nah, this ain't right." So
DeWine?
The governor. DeWine? Yes.
You mean
yes.
DeWine?
Yeah,
DeWine?
Yes, DeWine. Yes, right. He did. And so I hope the reporter who was from the D.C. area, works for News Nation, I hope that he becomes a wealthy man over this.
I also, too, I mean, that, you know, yeah, that was like there and then it was gone, you know, then it was gone. Yeah. I didn't hear much more about it, but.
All right.
Okay. All right, Raleigh. Well, glad to hear you back and John, you know, I should have some good vibes, so hopefully
thank
some
you.
Caught on.
Absolutely. Well, keep it coming and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay,
Raleigh.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, now tomorrow night we'll be on after the game, so it should be about 11 o'clock Central Standard. And then Wednesday night, I think it's actually even later. I think we are on at midnight, but I shouldn't speak out of turn. I should actually go to the WGN website and see what they have to say about it. And so bottom line, of course, is it is President's Day. We are live. It is unscreened. It is trivia. Another bumper stumper is coming up in moments, and I'll figure out when I'll be on the air the rest of the week. And I'll let you know in seconds right here on WGN Radio.
The Georgia courtroom was crowded as Ellie Mae took the stand. She was accusing Reverend Joe Henry of being a no-good preaching man. She said, "The Reverend partook of my lovely body." The Reverend said, "She lies." The jury said, "Now listen, I'll do the talking, and the courts will justify." The prosecuting attorney start pacing the floor, sweating and making threats. The judge's wife sitting back there in the back row say, "Hey, judge, I object. 'Cause Reverend Joe Henry is a good man. He preached all over the bottom land. He spoke so a child could understand. And there ought to be a whole lot more good folks like Reverend Joe Henry. Preaching in the bottom land." The jury says, "Shut up, Sally." Will the defense state its case? Defense walked to the jury box with a stern look on his face. One by one, he pointed to the jurors and said, "The Reverend picked cotton by your side. Blessed your child when it was born, and he cried when your mama died." Then he turned his back on the jurors, and his face was getting awful red. He pounded his fist so hard he shook the room, and he whirled around and he said, "Look at here, Reverend Joe Henry is a good man. He preached all over the bottom land. Spoke so a child could understand. And there ought to be a whole lot more good folks like Reverend Joe Henry preaching in the bottom land."
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And yeah, it's a story, and it's a great punchline, too, as far as that goes. And so you'd have to hear the rest of it. But who is he? And what's he have in common with everything else we play tonight? 888-876-5593, 888-88-RALEIGH, and 1971 on Atlantic, as far as that goes. And before we get back to your calls, and we will in moments right here, we'll check out what's going on in the WGN Radio newsroom on WGN Radio.
You know, sometimes in life, when you find true love,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? What does he have in common with everybody else we played tonight? 1970 on Soul Town. So 888-876-5593. It is President's Day 2023, and we are live. So if you're listening on Friday night, by the way, it's a replay. I appreciate you listening, but don't call. And we're live all this week, I anticipate. And then next week we'll probably not be on the air again. And after that, I should be able to make magic and have a place in the Phoenix area to broadcast from while John does his rehab. So, yeah, I don't want to think about the big picture. You know, I'm always talking to you guys about it when you seem overwhelmed, and I say, do not, whatever you do, do not look at the big picture, one piece at a time. So that's the way it is for me, but one piece at a time, we'll get through it. Now, we also have a trivia question. Only 5% of Americans over 60 have one. But almost 50% of Americans under 40 have one. So 5% of those over 60s have one. 50% under 40 have one. One what? 888-876-5593. And it's unscreened, of course. But if you're patient, we'll get there. And so, welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
This is Bob calling from Tennessee.
Hey, Bob. How you sound good. Are you doing good?
Well, we're still trying to get this implant set on the right on the right setting, and it's you know, it's kind of touch and go, but I'm optimistic that we'll get there. They're following me you know, all throughout everything, so we'll get there.
Good. I sure hope so. And Carolyn, how's she doing?
Not well, you know. Oh. And lots of pain. And
I'm so sorry.
Not doing very well at all. But you guys have been in my prayers. And,
thank you.
The good Lord was really with John, I tell you.
Yes. Yes, I agree 100%. And it's funny you say that, because when he was first admitted to start inpatient therapy, they said, well, we don't know if he'll walk out of here. I said, sure he will. He's walking with the Lord. And he absolutely will. They now have changed their tune, and they say, yeah, he will. But at first, they didn't think that he could make those kind of strides.
Yeah. Well, if you're still listening, John, go get them, and we're praying for you and plugging with you.
Well, thank you.
And I have a couple of guests for your trivia question.
Oh, good.
Number one, cell phones.
Nope.
And number two, Facebook page.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's all I have.
Those are wonderful guesses, though.
The last one was courtesy of the better half.
Yeah.
But
well.
Anyway, I will be I'm gonna try to call in and I need some and get some advice from you later on in the week.
Oh, great! Tomorrow the show will start at 11 after the game. Wednesday it'll start at midnight, and Thursday probably around 10:15.
Okay. We'll holler at you. Holler at you later on in the week.
Sounds great. I look forward to it. Thanks.
Take care.
All right. So 888-876-5593, and we say goodbye to Bob, and we say hello to you. Where are you, and who are you? Speak to me. Well, they gave up. And as I've been saying, I don't blame you at all, but it is totally unscreened, so I'm trying to do it in order, seeing who's hung out there longest. So welcome to the Raleigh James Show. Are you there? No. All right. Well, very good. Let's try again. Remember, you're going to be put on hold, and for quite a while, actually, because I'm somewhat long-winded. But if you hang in there, we'll absolutely get to your calls. So, it is the Raleigh James Show. Who are you, and where are you?
Stacy from Algonquin.
Stacy, it's great to hear from you. How are you doing?
All right, but all of my blessings for John to get...
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
I left you so many messages.
Yes, yes, and I don't have a cell phone, so if you sent me an email, I would have answered it by email.
Oh, no, that's all right. And I hope you're doing okay.
Well, like I say, I take my own advice. I don't look at the big picture.
I know. Oh, I'm not well either.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's going on?
Well, Karen, you know my helper at home.
Yes.
I was walking around from last Sunday. I think I went upstairs with the girls, and I think I did too much. And I think maybe a box or something hit my right foot.
Oh.
And so, you know, Wednesday I said to Karen, I said, Karen, can you check my foot, my right foot? And she looked at it, and she said, your foot is infected.
Oh, no.
It was like right underneath my knee. And I've hit both legs so much since Raldo and everything.
Yeah.
It didn't matter to me. I mean, I'm walking around. So I said, how can you tell? Because it's red. And she said, call your doctor right away. It was 4 o'clock, her time to leave.
Right.
And then she grabbed the phone and she said, listen, we need to get Stacy over there right now. We're only a couple of minutes away. She needs to be seen. Her leg is infected. And she got me in with a different doctor. I just grabbed a coat, my key.
Right.
We went in her car, and I was a nervous wreck.
Oh, of course.
Oh my God.
Oh, of course.
So we got there, and, you know, I'm doing okay. But I said, oh, my God, Karen, And I took everything with me, went in, checked in, and of course they have to give you a mask, which is, So we sat down, and, you know, she called and told her supervisor I had to take my client, you know, she had to go to the doctor. And then I got called in, and she was a very nice doctor. It was a very tall woman doctor. And the nurse said, take off your socks and your sneakers. I said, okay, that wasn't a pretty sign.
Yeah.
And so then the doctor comes in, and she said, I said, they told me to take my socks and my sneakers off. She said, okay, you've got an infection. I'm going to give you a cream.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call it? You know, the medicine, I can't even think of the name. An anti...
Yeah, and some antibiotic, yeah.
The antibiotic,
yeah.
Right. So then she called it over to Walgreens. And then, you know, what Karen just took me back home and made sure I was okay and everything. And then, okay, this is Wednesday night. And then I think Walgreens, I checked at Walgreens, and they said, oh, we'll have it later. So I said, do you deliver? I said, I can't drive, and I don't have anybody here to pick it up for me.
Uh-huh.
says, okay. So I called back Thursday morning, and I said, what are my options here? I said, I cannot drive or anything. I don't have anybody to con. I'm not going to take a stupid Uber just for
right.
my doctor. And, you know, I've held out so many days. And so then she said, you know, it was 10 o'clock in the morning. She said, let's call, you know, let's do the FedEx. So I said, okay. So she said, it's 10 o'clock in the morning now. You might get your prescription like Friday or Saturday. Well, we did that. And I got it Saturday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then it took me like a couple of hours just to read all the instructions.
Okay.
And you know, to comprehend all of this stuff.
Right.
So I said, okay, fine. So today is like my, well, I have to wait till like the third day, till like maybe about Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
To see how it is. I'm putting like three times a day my antibiotic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm taking the pill. I'm okay. Take a little bit of food. Take it with water. Then with the cream.
Yeah.
Got to wash your hands really, really good. Just clean the area.
Yeah.
And then put on the antibiotic cream. Oh, this is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put on, I had some more gauze pads with some Band-Aids. And I did that. Then make sure you wash your hands really, really good after, which I did. So I'm doing that. You know, I think I have to have Karen get me some more. I have all this stuff. And
uh-huh.
Oh, believe me, I know what you mean when you get. And then I'm trying to look at my other foot. And then my feet are so banged up, Raleigh, you know, from with the Vans and with Raldo and then banging in the house. I didn't even know what was what. And
wow. So now, are you seeing any improvement in the foot?
Maybe a little.
Well, let me ask it this way. Is it getting worse?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
Because
good.
I'm walking around and I'm doing, you know, my stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have to tell you, I wrote, today was the full moon, so I wrote.
Yes, that's
check.
Right. Yes, I did too.
Okay. And then, let's see, what else? No, but I'm just going to give it a couple of days.
Okay.
And then, no, I was just so worried about you guys.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Like I say, I didn't have a cell phone. If I had an email address, I would have at least dropped you an email, but couldn't do it.
No. So that's why, I said, everybody, we all miss you.
Well, thank
so
you.
So much and everything. And, because Raldo, too, it was a year for him.
Yes, I know. I know.
And so I was just up and down.
Oh,
up
yeah.
And down and,
yeah, of course. Of course.
I want to get everything in so I can let you get the next caller. So, okay, the abundance check. Okay, I was looking at the calendar on everything. Okay, abundance check, new moon. Check to make sure. I said all my prayers and blessings for John. And, you know, I didn't know. I said, where's Raleigh? So I looked on my smartphone.
Yeah.
And I said to where your phone answers you, I said, tell me, where is Raleigh, James, and John?
Oh, my God.
So they mentioned, I think I found out, the Mayo Clinic.
Well, see, here's the deal. My blog at rolly.net will always tell you what's going on.
Oh, okay.
That's where they're getting it. Raleigh.net.
Oh, I know. Okay. So can I try on the trivia question?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay. So is this, can you just repeat it one more time?
Only 5% of Americans over 60 have one, but 50% of Americans under 40 have one. One what?
A dog?
Nope.
is it, I was going to say a smartphone, too.
Nope.
Let's see. Animal, mineral, vegetable.
No.
Let's see. What about, like, okay, these are the phones. A computer?
No.
Let's see. A house?
No.
Something within a house, like a room, a staircase?
Nope.
Let's see. Okay, so it's over 60, 40. A mate?
Nope.
Husband, wife?
Nope.
He had their own, some type of business, he had their own business, something like that?
Nope. But you think about it, you call me back.
Oh, can I have... No, I don't really want another question. I'm just trying to think if there was anything else I wanted.
Well, see, here's the deal. Call me tomorrow night. I'll be on the air as of 11 o'clock.
Okay, great.
All right.
Blessings,
thanks.
Blessings.
All right, good deal. Well. Thanks, Stacey. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, Raleigh.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We say goodbye to Stacey. There's a line available for you, but it's unscreened, so it could be a while. You got to be patient. We got another bumper stumper coming up next on WGN Radio.
It's so lonely till I have to cry. I told my mother, father too, I told them just what I was gonna do. If I live one more year, I'm packing my getting away from here. The town I live in is so lonely till I have to cry. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that I cry. I want my baby. If you see her, tell her to come on home. Tell her that I love her.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Says I'm wonderful in 1962. So who is he? What a fine, fine record. And what does it have in common with everything else we played? Those are our bumper stumpers. As for our question, only 5% of Americans over 60 have one, but about 50% of Americans under 40 have one. One what? 888-876-5593. And we welcome you to WGN Radio and the Raleigh James Show. Who are you?
Delaney Rivers, how are you?
All right, thanks for calling.
First time caller.
Great to have you.
Okay, I got a bumper stumper for you.
Yeah?
So the answer to the bumper stumper.
Okay.
McKinley Travis.
Yes, we did play McKinley Travis, you betcha, on Soul Town, 1970. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, good, I'm glad you remembered him.
Yeah, it's been a while, but that fails. I was scared to call. It's my first time calling. I couldn't be called it's one time in my lifetime, you know.
Well, I hope you're going to call again on a night when we're screened so we can get your prize, but I don't want to ask you your address on the air.
I understand. No problem. I'll call again.
I'm counting on it. Thank you so much.
Okay, then.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
So, 888-876-5593. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you and where are you? No, wait a minute. You see, I'm saying that, and I'm not even hitting the line. There we are. Who are you?
Yeah, this is Sam calling from Gurnee again.
Yeah, Sam.
I wanted to take a shot at your trivia, but I also wanted to ask if you might be able to play a request for me. I was thinking of Sherry from the Shepherd's version of Sherry.
Okay, I'll try that tomorrow night.
Okay, sounds great. But I want to take a shot at the trivia.
Okay.
My first guess would be a parent.
Nope.
How about dental insurance?
No.
A pet?
Nope.
Credit card?
Nope.
And how about a life insurance policy?
Nope, but all good guesses,
well,
thanks.
I limited the field for everybody else.
Well, there you go. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Sure, thank you,
Ron. All right,
bye-bye.
So we got another hour of Monday Night Trivia. And it is Monday night, by the way. It is President's Day. And it is unscreened all this week. And so I put you on hold, and hopefully you're patient enough to wait for me. Being that it's President's Day, by the way, that's celebrated in a number of states. But what's interesting is there's no consensus on what it is. Maybe we'll talk about that next hour, too, right here on WGN Radio.
Happy people on the Greyhound bus. We came here looking for a new life for us, but the nightlife is her new life, and the old San Francisco is a lonely town. Oh, there were good times for a while, but now her new friends say just not her style.
WGN Radio. And I know you're thinking, this has something in common with everything you played for the last 2 hours. Oh, yes, it does. So who is he and what does it have in common? Either one of those will do. 888-876-5593 on Monday Night Trivia. It is Monday night. It is President's Day. So I was mentioning the federal holiday just coming to an end now, of course. And a state holiday in some cases. Now, seven states and the District of Columbia call it Washington's birthday or George Washington Day. Five states use some combination of Washington and another president, usually Lincoln. Four states use Washington and President's Day in their title, both. 24 states use President's Day, but what's interesting about that is the variations. In some cases, 10 states call it singular President apostrophe S, and you've got another, 11 that call it President's S apostrophe, as in plural. Three states don't have an apostrophe at all anywhere in President's Day, and 10 states don't celebrate it at all. Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, North Carolina, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin do not have it as a state holiday. But it was, of course, a federal holiday, so much for the post office, unless you, of course, were getting an Amazon delivery. Now, we have our question, and that is only 5% of Americans over 60 have one, but almost 50% of Americans under 40 have one. One what? So it's unscreened, as John is not here. And yes, he will recover fully, but it was a stroke. And so he's in a rehab facility right now and will be finding a place in the Phoenix area from which to do the show. And so I'll do it from here for the next week, then we'll be off a week, and then we'll find some place. But if you don't think I'm not frantically looking, it's easy to find a place, even temporarily, until you have the words broadband. And they say, oh, yes, we've got Wi-Fi. No, not Wi-Fi. Broadband. Real broadband. Yeah, then it starts to get a little dicey. But this, too, shall be conquered. In the meantime, as I say, it's unscreened. So who are you? Where are you? And welcome to the Raleigh James Show.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm from Aurora.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling.
My prayers go out to John.
Thank you.
And I'd like to try a guess at your trivia.
Oh, good.
A tattoo?
You're a winner.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, we have no prize for you, but you're a winner. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's fine.
Yes. 5% of Americans over 60 and 50% of Americans under 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm 60, and I've always wanted a tattoo, and I don't have one. And my daughter's 30, and she's got 3.
Well, there you are. Well, there's still time left. You're a young 60. You can always decide what you want.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed your show.
Great to have you, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
So, yes, absolutely. 5% of Americans over 60 have a tattoo. 50% of Americans under 40 have one. How about that? So you need another question is what you need. And I aim to please. And there's more than a 1 in 10 chance you're doing this boneheaded thing on your computer. Yeah, 1 in 10 chance you're doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593. Or, of course, our bumper stickers or bumper stumpers or whatever's on your mind. And who are you? Where are you? Welcome to the Raleigh James Show.
This is James from the South Side.
James, how are you?
I'm okay. Hearing that John's doing better, that at least made my day. At least,
yeah. Sorry,
it's been a little dicey sort of day. Found out a classmate died of a heart attack.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but and I had just attended a funeral about a week and a half ago for another friend's father who lived to be 98.
Yeah. Well, 98. He had a good long life.
Yeah. Here's what's so funny. Okay, I've been trying to find the right get well card to send out there, and that is this was what was so funny. Before the pandemic, they kept on saying, cards are going away. They're not going to use cards. How wrong they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Mother's Day. If you don't get in early, you basically are skewered. Easter, same thing.
Uh-huh.
Father's Day. Even that's picked up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Valentine's Day. Forget about it. You don't the first couple of weeks the cards come out. You might as well say as a famous Arnold Schwarzenegger line, "Hasta la vista, baby."
Okay then.
Okay, but I'm glad that my prayers are with him. I know I'm glad that he was one of those four. Okay, you know that the good Lord was working out for him.
Yes.
Because considering that the time that you had to try to get ready to try to go out there.
Absolutely.
And when it happened, usually those are usually the ones where it ends the other way.
Yes, yes. They told him. Believe me, they told him. All right.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to this trivia question. What about the music thing? Did you by any chance play either Jackie Wilson I'm trying to think of who or Arthur Prysock?
Neither.
Okay. Now, let's get to this question then. Sam Cooke by any chance?
Nope.
Okay, because that one song a couple of songs ago sounded like one of those guys.
Nope.
And it sounded good.
Well, good.
Okay, now let's get to about, this boneheaded thing, I would say... I got 6 great guesses.
Okay. Let's hear them all.
Okay. The first one that comes to mind, even though I haven't done it, going to foreign porn sites.
No, it's not that.
Your credit card information online on unsecured site.
Nope, that's not it either.
Basically, texting and driving.
No, it's not that either.
Okay. Ordering something without actually viewing the item.
Nope, it's not that.
Okay. Sending money to somebody who overseas who claims to be somebody, but they're not that.
Nope. But if you think of more, call me back.
Okay. You take care.
Thanks.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
God bless.
Thanks. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And it's hard to believe that there's more than a 1 in 10 chance you're doing this boneheaded thing on your computer. Doing what? All right, so who are you? Where are you? Welcome to WGN and the Raleigh James Show. All right, you've left us. You've flown the coop. Who would blame you? And who are you and where are you? Okay, we'll give up on you too. We'll try a couple more. Yeah, I tell you, plenty of lines available for you now, and sorry you have to hang on so long. So, welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you? Or not. And one more. Are you there? Yeah, it is the Raleigh James Show. And apparently, every line in the place is now available. So, and I think part of the problem was that many of you were guessing on our last trivia question, but think about this one. There's more than a 1 in 10 chance you're doing this boneheaded thing on your computer right now. What is it? Welcome to WGN Radio and the Raleigh James Show. What do you think?
Hey, Raleigh. Is this live?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's live.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm on delay. But anyway, how are you?
Well, I think you know that answer.
I know. I mean, deep down inside, I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear the second question. And
well, here you go. You ready?
Okay.
There's more than a 1 in 10 chance you're doing this boneheaded thing on your computer. What?
Oh. I've done boneheaded things on computers.
Undoubtedly. Well, there's a 1 in 10 chance you did this.
Gave out your personal information to the dark web?
No.
Okay. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, if you think of something else.
No. I want to tell you, you said you had to find broadband when you say temporary housing.
Yes.
Does that mean you're looking for like one of those extended stays?
No, the extended stays and all that don't offer it. None of them. You see, they have...
Okay, no, but I mean, when you say temporary housing, are you looking at Airbnb type?
I don't do Airbnb because they're invasive, and you talk about requiring information that I would never give them. No, but
okay. Yeah. Are you looking for
just a one month rental, short term, with
like in an apartment?
Yeah, that's fine as long as it is ground floor and doesn't have any barriers.
Okay, and then how far is it a drive from California to Arizona?
Well, what? Why does that matter?
I'm asking.
It depends where you're going, but figure a dozen hours.
Oh, really? That far?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, but I do have a couple suggestions. Broadband, call, you know so much about telephony.
Yeah, but see here...
I know, AT&T...
It can't be things like most of these places offer. And so you're limited to providers when you're in Phoenix. You're predominantly dealing
with... Do they have AT&T?
No.
ISDN?
No. And ISDN doesn't exist anymore for new installations, period. And ISDN wouldn't work for me anyway.
Here's another idea. Are there any little colleges there? Because like we have...
No, there's big colleges here.
But do they have a radio studio?
It wouldn't matter. It can't be in a studio. It has to be in this apartment because I can't drive at night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And no taxis.
No.
Okay. There was a third thought I had.
Well, it's very nice of you to have any thoughts. I appreciate it.
I'm going to think of you both because I was so concerned.
Yeah.
My other thought is there's got to be some geek, or what do they call those, radio pirates somewhere in the area that would like love to have you, whatever.
Nobody's going to want us to stay in their house for a month, and John wouldn't want to do it anyway.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, see, remember, we don't have the luxury of coming and going, because at night, I'm locked in.
No, I get that, I get that, I get that.
Okay.
Well, you need limo service.
No.
You need limo service.
No, I don't need any of that. So,
all right. Give us some more hints and clues so we can brainstorm.
Yeah, well, just keep a good thought for it. That's the deal, and I'll come up with something. All right.
Okie doke.
Thanks, appreciate it.
You are very smart.
All right, thanks, appreciate it.
And I love you both, and you know that.
Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Okay. All right. Take care.
How nice. And I do. I appreciate every one of the suggestions. Don't think I don't. We'll put some people on hold, and we will say goodnight to Sherry, I do believe. All right. And there is room for you. Now, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Now, I know I was doing something. That's right. Yes. Do I remember where I was? Yes, absolutely I do. I remember all of that. All right. So what about this?
Looking good when you're pleading my case. She want him under alimony. She want him under alimony. Don't set no bail, give him 30 days in jail. She want him under alimony. The monkey walking coat, looking at the judge. He rolled his eyes just like he had a grudge. Man, I say it was an awful shame when Miss Monkey took the stand. She want him under alimony. She want him under alimony. Don't set no bail, give him 60 days in jail. She want him under alimony.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right, and what does he have in common with everybody else we've been playing tonight? Those are our bumper stumpers and our question. There's a more than 1 in 10 chance you're doing this bonehead thing on your computer. What is it? 888-876-5593. Welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you? All right. Wherever you are, you're not on the radio, I guess. So going once, going twice, and goodbye. Likewise, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. It's Leah from Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania.
What's going on, Leah?
How are you?
Oh, well, I think you know that answer.
You must be beat. You must be absolutely beat.
Oh, you have no idea. Let's not discuss it.
I'm just so glad that John is doing so well.
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100% with that.
I'm so glad to hear you back again, though. Mm. I'm really, oh my God, life has been so boring without you.
Well, I don't think it's been boring for me. I'd love boring. Boring would be wonderful.
Oh, well, let me tell you, boring. Mm. Oh, okay. Night times have been boring without you.
Well, very kind of you. So what's happening?
Oh, nothing. We've had a year without snow. It's official.
Wow.
Pennsylvania, well, our area, southeastern Pennsylvania, Delaware County has had a year without snow. And Chester County, and I think Montgomery County, too.
Well, bear something in mind. It's still February, and, you know, between now and April, anything could happen.
Yeah, it's not. It's not gonna.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Well, I don't like to get my hopes up either.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, yeah, I sent you an email when you first had it up on your page, and
then
I left you a voice message on 610.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Well,
I don't know if you got them.
At this point, I don't know either. You know, asking me where I am at this point is tough. So
yeah, I don't know how you're going to find a place. You have to find a place that's closer close to where he's going to be, but you don't even know where he's going to be.
Oh, no, right? I do know where he's going to be. And yeah, absolutely. He'll be in Scottsdale. That's not a problem. But finding some place that will have broadband for a month is harder than I thought. You know, everybody's got Wi-Fi, but that won't, none of my equipment will work on Wi-Fi.
Huh.
So I can't do that, you know, in hotels. Or I made that mistake years ago when I was on XM. I cleared it with a hotel. Oh, yeah. Oh yes, we can do this, no problem. And oh my God, it was a complete and total, it was a disaster. Yes, I wound up, and back then I could drive at night, and I wound up having to drive like 40 miles each way a night to get a real studio because there was no other way to do it. So yeah, I've learned the hard way. No, don't listen to them. You know, say that they've got it. You know, you got to find out for sure.
Yeah, maybe that might be an option, though, if there's a little AM or something there.
No, see, I can't get to it.
Oh, you can't get to it.
Correct. I cannot get to it. No, okay. not after dark. Sun goes down, I'm dead in the water. Wouldn't even think about driving.
Oh, you don't drive at all at night?
I can't.
You can't?
No, absolutely. This would be death. No,
okay.
My vision will not allow for that. So, no. When it's dark, my game is over.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll keep looking. So, yeah, the idea of a studio somewhere that I'm not, that won't work. It's got to be where I am. But,
okay. You know, I heard a long time ago that medical marijuana helps with bad night vision, but I'm confused. Is it when you're driving, you're supposed to
no.
make it when your night vision clears up?
No.
Or is it like over a long period
no.
of time?
I don't know, but I can guarantee you it's not while you're driving. No. No.
Oh, my night vision's really bad. Puff, puff. Oh, that's better. Crash.
Yeah, that is not the way it works.
That's so you can see the tree you're crashing into, right?
Yeah. All righty then. No. Thanks for these wonderful suggestions. It's time to check out the news at large and call me again soon. I'll be on all week.
Okay, we'll be praying for you guys.
Thanks, appreciate it. And we'll find out what's going on in the WGN Radio newsroom right now on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it's Monday Night Trivia. It is now Tuesday morning, actually, technically after midnight in Chicago. And if you're listening on Friday, of course, this is a replay. If you're listening any time other than the midnight hour after President's Day, it's a replay, but it's live right now, and it's totally unscreened. So it's an unusual form of trivia because you really can't win, because I'd have to ask for your address on the air, and no good will come of that. All right, speaking of that, our trivia question. There is more than a 1 in 10 chance you're doing this boneheaded thing on your computer. What? Well, there's certainly a 1 in 10 chance you've done it. I don't know if you're still doing it, but you've done it. All right. Well, maybe not everybody, but 1 in 10 chance. So I guess that means 90% of you are smart enough not to? Well, I don't know about that. That might actually be hopeful. So, and as far as our bumper, well, that was easy. 1995 on Virgin. And what does she have in common with every other song we have played, or every other artist, anyway, we've played tonight? So with that in mind, we will put you on hold if you're calling, and we'll check out. I don't know who we'll check out. We'll find out on WGN Radio. Who's this?
Brian Joliet, Illinois, Raleigh.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Raleigh. And I don't know how long it's been, but I would be checking in at 10 practically every night, really. And replay, and then I began to get really concerned because you seem to be the type of host who would say if you were going on vacation or something. And so I had you and John that you'd be back on the air, my thoughts and prayers. And in fact, tonight I was hoping it wouldn't say replay. And I'm so sorry to hear about John, but take it day by day, and I'll keep you both in my thoughts and prayers.
Well, thank you. And don't forget, you can always go to Raleigh.net, because I always post on there what's happening.
Okay, and if you feel like you would wish to, if you do it, want to do a chart topper, or if you want to just get on to
sure.
other callers?
No, I'd be happy.
And John, well,
No. I'd be happy to do that. Give me your week, month, and year.
Okay. Well, I'm elderly, and and in January of '76, I was on to FM and not AM too much, eight tracks back then, you know. But just for laughs, how about January 76? Maybe I'll get two right.
Well, that's not very elderly. When you said you're elderly, I picked up the 50s book. All right, so let's go to the 70s. January of 76, we can do that. And here we go. Yes. All right, number one, Convoy.
Don't know.
C.W. McCall, Convoy. Okay. Number two, I Write the Songs.
Oh, Barry Manilow?
Yes. Number three, Theme from Mahogany.
Oh, Diana Ross.
Yes. Number four, Love Roller Coaster.
Coaster. Oh, gosh. Love Roller Coaster. I'm thinking of Roller Coaster of Love.
Love Roller Coaster. Here, let me
find it. Love Roller Coaster.
Let me,
I don't know.
Let me find it for you. Maybe if you hear it, you'll recognize it. Of course, maybe not. We'll find out. Let's see. 1976. All right. 76. Let's go down alphabetically and find these guys. Maybe. We hope. Oh, geez. I'm going to have to look it up another way. How dare they do this to me? Of course, it's my own fault. It's my own computer. It's the way I put it in there. But anyway, I can do this. All right. Yeah, here we go. They had a lot of records. All right, here we are. For Love Roller Coaster. Here we are. All right, so who are they? So what do you think?
Cool and the Gang?
No, Ohio Players.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. All right, we got one more after that, I think. Let's see. No, actually, a lot more now. That was number four. Number five, Saturday Night.
Oh, Elton John.
Nope, Bay City Rollers.
Oh, gosh. Well,
that's all right.
I thought we'd have a laugh at this.
No, that's all right. Number six, Fox on the Run.
Bay City Rollers?
No, Sweet.
Okay.
Number seven, I Love Music. And Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff wrote it.
Hmm. Yeah. I love you. Don't know.
The OJs. Number.
Okay.
Number eight, That's the Way I Like It.
Oh, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Absolutely. Number nine, Love to Love You, Baby.
Oh, Donna Summer.
Yes, and number 10, Times of Your Life.
That's the only one of the bunch that I don't even, you know, remember the mood.
Yeah.
I mean, the my head, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it was horrible. I'll let you, it's good you forgot, but I'll let you hear from it because, man, I think it was even used in commercials.
Really?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You'll recognize it when you hear it. It's quite smarmy. Let's see, come on. Yeah, here it is. I knew I had it. I specialize in smarm. So here we are.
Good morning, yesterday. You wake up and time has slipped away.
Yeah, so you remember it.
Very vaguely, and I have no idea who that would be.
It was Paul Anka.
Paul Anka, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was better than having my baby.
Yeah, well, yeah, what isn't?
Well, my thoughts and prayers to John and you both
Thank
will
you.
Continue, and I'll be tuning in on 10 every day, usual.
Well, tomorrow night we start at 11, thanks to the ball games, but I'll be here, and thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You take care. God bless you.
All right, you too. So, let's see, put someone on hold, and someone else didn't hang on, but let's see. Let's put someone else on hold. So some of you hung on and some of you didn't. And we will check out and find out maybe. Hello, who are you? Where are you? Welcome to WGN. Well, I guess you're nowhere at this point, at least telephony-wise. So we'll try another one. Who are you and where are you? And welcome to WGN. Not a thing. All right. Well, yeah. And the hits just keep on coming. All right. Who are you? Where are you?
It's Jim from Aurora again.
Hi, Jim.
I got a question.
Yes.
With that last gentleman with the song from 1976, Love Roller Coaster, is there any truth to the rumor that while it was being taped, somebody in the background, a girl, was getting murdered?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's what we heard back then.
No. They don't make snuff movies in the United States. Snuff movies do exist, usually not in the theme of rock and roll or R&B videos, but not stateside. They arrest you for that here.
Okay. And can I try at this trivia question?
Yes.
How about playing solitaire?
Oh, that's good. I hope there's nothing wrong with that. I do that all the time. But no. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Truth be known, I do it while we're on the air every night. Yes, it's one of those things for the you used to do it with a deck of cards. You'd hear me shuffle. But now, hey, it's fairly silent. So, who are you? Where are you? And welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, it's Mark from Aurora at last.
Yes, how are you doing, Mark?
I am in my new apartment, and I am loving it.
Oh, that's terrific.
I'll tell you what I like best about it. Here's the clue to what I like best. I'm up on the fifth floor.
Ah.
That means I get excellent radio reception.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and it's a spacious apartment, and... Yeah, it's a good situation, and I want to do this week 1970.
1970, all right. And what week are we doing here?
This week, right now.
This week, and this
February,
is...
February, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, what is it? Yeah, I...
February 20th, 21st.
Yes, February 20th, 1970.
Okay.
Let's see how the weeks fell in February, and we'll pick one of them. There is a February 21st. There you go. All right. Number one, thank you for letting me be myself again.
Fly in the Family Stone.
Absolutely. Number two, hey there, lonely girl.
Eddie Holman.
Yeah, number
falsetto.
Three, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number four, I Want You Back.
Oh, the Jackson 5.
Yes, number five, Traveling Band.
Oh, I'm going to hit myself when you tell me.
You really are. You ready?
Go for it.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Number six, No Time.
Guess Who?
Yes. Number seven, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
B.J. Thomas.
Yes. Number eight, Psychedelic Shack.
Oh, The Temps.
And number nine, Venus.
Shocking Blue.
And number 10, Rainy Night in Georgia.
Oh, I love this song, Brooke Benton.
Absolutely right. You are a winner. Of course, no prize, but okay. got them all except for one there. That's good.
Yeah.
And it's surprising because I didn't think CCR would ever get you.
No, so you were revamping the studio, were you?
Well, no. What's going to happen is I've got duplicate studios here in Globe, thankfully.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to tear the other one completely apart because I got to move it.
Yeah.
And so.
No, I thought maybe you were really ill.
No, well, John had a stroke.
Yeah.
So,
oh boy.
You know, that's about as ill as you get. And fortunately, he will be fine, but it'll probably be a year of intense outpatient rehab, so we have to be near someplace that has it.
Oh, and I've got to tell you that my cane instructor went around looking and got me a bunch of furniture, so I haven't even had to come in here, you know, sitting
good.
On the floor.
Good.
Yeah,
excellent.
I have a recliner, and I have a glider chair with a glider footrest, and I'm sitting pretty.
That's wonderful. I'm thrilled to hear that. Call me later in the week. The show is about to be over.
A queen mattress with a frame, too.
All right. I like it.
Okay,
all right. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye. All right, so 888-87. Well, I shouldn't actually give off the phone because we only have a few minutes left, and we have one more bumper stumper for you to guess, and then I will reveal the theme. The theme cannot be held over. It's not that kind of a theme. All right, so, I'll say. So, surprised nobody's taken a guess at it yet, but another bumper stumper in moments here on WGN Radio.
Though you hold me same old way, your tenderness is fading fast, and I keep waiting, anticipating. Which moment, girl, will you choose to be our last? And I'll be left with nothing but a thought of you. So clearly, I can see that day coming. When you're resting in the arms of someone new. And I'll be running around, searching for you. You love me, and I could always depend on you. You needed a friend, so I took you in, and now I've got the feeling that we're through. I wish there was something I could say or do, but I'm afraid it will only make matters worse.
That is the last bumper stumper for the night, and I think we're about to call a night, and I'll reveal the theme. But welcome to WGN Radio. Who are you? Where are you?
Hi, Riley. My name is Don from Joliet, Illinois, and I'm a first-time caller.
Great to have you, Don.
Yeah, I listen to you all the time, and I want to give my regards to John. I hope he gets better soon.
Thank you.
And I wanted to take a shot at your trivia, and I had a request if that was okay.
Okay, what you got?
Something with the government of FBI?
Nope.
Okay.
So what's the request?
I think it's between the 1970 and 75. It's called Moonstruck Feels So Right or something.
Moonlight Feels Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, I absolutely have that. No problem with that. That was a huge hit, and that was a Starbuck. Moonlight,
Starbuck, yeah.
Yeah, Moonlight Feels Right. Okay.
Right.
We'll get it on for you.
Okay, well, thank you, and I listen to you all the time. You're great.
So. Great to have you. Call me again. Appreciate it. All right, okay, so let's see. In our waning moments here, I'll make one more attempt, and then I will reveal the theme. So who are you, where are you, and welcome to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey.
I want you to know we're all praying for John's recovery.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'll be quick. I missed the answer to the first trivia question. Could you repeat the question and give me the answer?
5% of Americans over 60 have one. 50% of Americans under 40 have one. Tattoo.
Oh, a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to come up with a wisecrack answer.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But,
there you have
it. No, yeah, but thank you. And I hope John recovers.
Thanks.
He will.
He will. Yeah, you betcha. All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. Well, they're all recovered trying to find, you know, temporary stays with good broadband. Well, I bet you, though, we'll do it. All right, so in the meantime, here was the theme. It was President's Day. So every song we played, the artist had a president's name. Chuck Jackson, I Wake Up Crying. Oh, Harrison, yeah, When You're Ugly Like Me. Lee Washington, Little Girl. Marie Adams, Bye Bye Baby. Clarence Carter, The Courtroom. McKinley Travis. Yeah, maybe there's something on your mind. McKinley Mitchell, The Town I Live In Is Lonely. Nick Nixon, San Francisco Is a Lonely Town. Frankie Ford, Alimony. Sorry about that, sneezing. Janet Jackson, Whoops Now. And Al Wilson, Who Could Be Loving You? And I'll put it all on Raleigh.net. So tomorrow night, there is a game, and expected show start is 11 p.m. Central. So it's about an hour late, and I'll digitize this show as soon as we're off the air here. And you can hear it on the replay if you want. But in the meantime, I hope you'll join me, because I could be talking to myself for 2 hours tomorrow night, and I probably would rather be talking to you. So until then, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and for having to listen to every word of this show in case you decided to let loose with a bunch of four-letter ones. So, yeah, I don't wish that on my worst friend and worst enemy, but I appreciate that. And I appreciate all your calls, especially those of you who hung on to talk to me, and we'll do it all again tomorrow night. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.